We've been talking about the Santa boats. It's one of those traditions around Lake Macquarie. Great to have Graham Hooper from the Rotary Club of Toronto Sunrise with us this morning. And it is a little bit of a backstory. It's got nothing to do with the Santa boat, but you may remember 2NURFM's Ring for Rio, where we'd call out a name and you had, what was it, 10 minutes and 37 seconds, Graham, to give us a call back.
That's correct, and I wasn't listening because I was sitting listening to or watching eight days a week the Beatles film.
So basically what happened, you're at the cinema and your phone was vibrating in your pocket and you thought, hang on a minute, that can wait.
That's right. And got out at the end and messages from friends saying, ring up, and never mind, I think the key was, and then the lady that won it, I think, was a very deserving winner.
Yeah. Oh, what a lovely, lovely lady. But it just shows that it's all legal and above board. Sometimes you win and sometimes you don't, but it certainly was a good movie. I saw it at the weekend as well. Okay, back onto what we're talking about this morning. We digressed, Graham. The Rotary Club of Toronto Sunrise, the Santa Boat, is going to be out and about. I'm hearing bigger and better this year.
Yes, certainly, and I'm sure people are going to hear it. The sound system's been improved, so before it starts its way round from Bolton Point on Christmas Eve, people will certainly hear it, and I think it's great that we can keep up the tradition that Graham Burgess and the Wandy Queen has done for many, many, many years.
Do you remember when it started?
No, but I can certainly remember 20 or 25 years ago taking our kids down to Killabin Bay and watching Santa arrive at the jetty there, and so it's great now to be part of a group that's actually making it happen, and you know, thousands of other people can get the enjoyment from it.
Because there was a concern, how long's the Wanchee Queen been gone off the lake now?
Oh, it's most probably about 10 years, yeah. And then the solar boat that did it for two or three years, and then I think this is the third year or fourth year that we've taken on the challenge to make it all happen.
And as I said, getting bigger and better every year. What are the arrival points, Graham?
We start at Bolton Point at 4:30, mm-hmm. and then from there make our way across to the main Toronto jetty at 5 o'clock, then around to Killabin Bay Park at 6 p.m., which is one of the big stops, then across to Rathmines F jetty at 6:30, and then a cruise down to Wanchee RSL jetty at 7:30. Unfortunately, we can't do the north side of the lake. It's we just don't have the time, but we certainly want to look after our West Lakes community.
Look, I know a lot of people who live even down around the Swansea area that pack up the kids and the grandkids and just go for a drive around just to see it. They're happy to take that trip around to the other side just to be a part of the celebrations and the spirit of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great. Everyone arrives early and they have their little picnics and have a lot of family fun in the parks. And you know, most of the parks there's children's play equipment and everything, like Toronto Foreshore or at Wanchee or at Killabin Bay. So, yeah, it's a great family occasion. And I think just, you know, the music and then the Christmas carols you can hear coming, you know, a kilometre or two off as the boat comes around the point, and then Santa and his big merry ho 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 stepping off the boat and distributing joy to all the kids that are present.
And there's a flotilla as well, so it's not just Santa's boat, it's a real festive atmosphere.
It's a real festive part of the year in this part of the world, yeah.
Okay, now not only that, there's a great cause for this as well, gold coin donation going to Toronto Sailability for Sailing for the Disabled. So it's a great opportunity to throw a couple of gold coins in.
Yep, and we'll certainly be out with buckets to collect, and we ask people to give generously because I think that it's a really tremendous job they provide down on the foreshore of Toronto, and it's certainly a cause that we want to continue assisting and help them buy another new boat to help, you know, people that love to get out on the water, and the volunteers that do it really do a fantastic job
and keep the group afloat, pardon the pun. Yeah. okay. Thank you very much. Well done to all the gang at your group, the Rotary Club of Toronto Sunrise. And just a reminder, Graham, next time we do, if we do Ring for Rio again, and you know your name's in the draw, you answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's certainly a lesson I've learnt the hard way.